Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How's your day going? I know for some people it can be rough. Sometimes some of the most beautiful days can be some of the hardest days to take. I mean, really hard. It's so beautiful. Life is so much more beautiful when we have good people in our lives. Truly good people. And if we're married, when one of the good people is our spouse, I mean a truly good person who, instead of being devoted to making life difficult for us, they're devoted to making life as pleasant for us as possible. As much as they, as one person, and particularly as our spouse can do. And then, of course, we reciprocate. Oh, it's so messed up when one spouse is dedicated to making life as pleasant for the other, for their spouse, while the other is dedicated to making life miserable for the one they're married to. It's so beautiful when they're both dedicated to each other. They're both devoted to the marriage. They're both devoted to letting some of life's best moments come through each of them to the other. And when that is not the case, some of the most beautiful, some of the brightest, sunshiniest days can look so dark and gloomy. But as we know, the reality of the real world, and this is a program where we talk, is real talk about the real world. That's the way we've been doing it from the beginning, since we started in 2005. Real talk about the real world, real talk about real life. No need to change that. That's the world in which we live. That's the world we need to live in. That's the life we live, the real life. Real life is the life we live. So that's the life we need to talk about. Real talk about real life. And in real life, some of these relationships, man, it is great. I mean great. Truly great. Not just good. Great. Husband and wife genuinely love each other and like each other and are faithful, loyal to each other. They laugh with each other. They talk about some of the more serious matters of life with each other. They joke with each other. Man, it's great. I mean great. They support each other when the other is down and out. They help pull each other up, lift each other. They go into prayer with each other. They both work diligently to help the children grow up to be great people, to the extent that they can help with that, because everyone makes their own decision ultimately when all is said and done. But for their part, this husband and wife are both serving as great parents. I tell you, it's great to see that. And they each appreciate each other. They appreciate each other's strengths. They deal with their own and each other's weaknesses. They're working to eliminate threats to the relationship. Man, when it's going like that, it's beautiful to see. Beautiful to observe. Beautiful to behold. But when it's going in the opposite direction, whether because both partners are making a mess of the relationship or only one partner is making a mess of the relationship, you got problems. That is not a beautiful thing to behold. And when it comes to that, when it comes to the situation where, let's just say that only one of the partners is making a mess of the relationship, and believe me, it only takes one. Only one person is necessary to not only make a mess of the relationship, but mess it up so badly that it ended divorce. It only takes one partner to bring it to that. So it comes down to something that a number of you have heard our guest, Dr. Lisa Firestone, mentioned before. Many, many relationships are going to work, and it's just a matter of figuring out how and then doing what we know to do. But not all relationships are going to last. Not all relationships should last. And so I want to say to you what I've said before, and you'll have to decide where you go with this. When it comes to the relationship, even a marriage being a bad one, you don't want to let go too soon, but you don't want to hold on too long. You don't want to let go too soon, but you don't want to hold on too long. And you need to determine what's too soon. You need to determine what constitutes too long. Certainly, if physical abuse is part of the equation, you don't want to hold on too long. You don't want to hold on until you're beaten almost to death, emotionally or physically. You don't want to let go too soon, because sometimes that relationship can be a mess that can be cleaned up and made good. Not just better, but good. Sometimes it will require help from someone outside of the marriage, a counselor, a psychologist, someone who can help bring the two parties together, mediate and facilitate understanding, etc. You don't want to let go too soon. Sometimes it can be such a mess that you might be asking why. Why even try any longer? You may have been trying for 3 years. You may have been trying for 8 years. You may have been trying for 18 years. You may have been trying for 30 years. And asking why. You don't want to let go too soon. Because sometimes the biggest messes can still be cleaned up. And some of the worst marriages can still be turned around. Unfortunately, it does take some people a very, very, very long time to come to a place within themselves where they decide they want to be the kind of person who will finally be a good spouse. Sometimes that takes a long time. Sometimes patience is required, especially if there is no threat of physical harm. But you got to be thinking about what's happening with you emotionally and mentally as well. You may need to get with a professional who can help you think through what's going on and help you determine whether or not staying might be the better route to take, or whether leaving might be the better route to take. You don't want to let go too soon. You don't want to hold on too long. Now, that said, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Breaking up. And we're going to take a look at how Medical News Today shares with us some tips on breaking up in a healthy way. You know, we talk a lot about, well, you know, being about the business of making relationships as beautiful as we possibly can. And we talk about doing what needs to be done to clean up messes that have been made, etc. And that is usually our focus, because we do prefer that if it's at all possible, that the two really, really get things worked out and get to a point where they make that marriage, they make that relationship, they may just be engaged. Make that relationship beautiful. Boyfriend, girlfriend, in love, have talked about marriage. Sometimes it's not going to work, whether we're talking boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, whether we're talking about fiance, fiance relationship, whether we're talking husband, wife relationship. Sometimes it's not going to work. So see where you are, know where you are there, and we're going to talk about some healthy ways to break up. Now, before we do that, though, y'all know that this is a program where we also really, really emphasize the power of song, whether it is a song that is purely instrumental, a song that is purely a cappella, voices with no instruments, or whether we have the two combined, instruments with the vocals, the lyrics, the words. And what I want to do right now is let you hear from Neil Sedaka. There's a song that I'm going to feature this hour as we talk about breaking up in healthy ways. It's called Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I want us to go back in time to hear his 1962 arrangement of this song. And later, we will hear his 1975 arrangement of the same song. Both arrangements, to me, sounding really, really great. Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
How many of you remember this?
Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do.
Yeah, we're going to hear some more of that Neil Sedaka telling the truth. Breaking up is hard to do. I know one of the things that a number of you probably think about is what you've heard and read about when it comes to divorce and how expensive that can be for the two parties that get the divorce. How about this? When two people decide to split up, the emotional consequences can be tough. Romantic separation. I think you're going to be really surprised when you hear just how tough that split can be. As a matter of fact, for many people, romantic separation is one of life's most stressful events. On the Holmes and Rahe Stress Scale, an established psychological tool that evaluates stress and the risk of stress-induced illness, divorce and marital separation are the second and third most stressful events, respectively, in human life. Divorce is the second most stressful event in life. Marital separation is the third most stressful event in life. How many of you have experienced jail time, or you have a family member who has experienced jail time? How many of you have experienced the death of a family member? Jail time and the death of a family member. Would you believe that out of more than 5,000 people surveyed, jail time and the death of a family member fall right below the stress of divorce and marital separation? So, on a scale of 1 to 5, you have that situation that is numero uno. You have that situation that's numero dos. that being divorce. You have that situation that is numero tres, number three, which is marital separation. And then jail time and death of a family member. Can you imagine the death of a family member, as stressful as it is, being less stressful than divorce or marital separation? Regardless of where you are on the post-breakup timeline and whether you were the dumper or the dumpy, what matters is your heart aches. So what can you do about it? But what we're going to do is share with you some tips for dealing with these kinds of breakups, romantic separations. And I want you to keep in mind, we really believe in doing what we can to make life better. If there's any way that you can possibly, if you're the one who's making a mess of the relationship, get whatever help you need, knowing this, that the biggest problem will be your attitude. The main reason that so many people do so much that they can do to mess up a marriage is because of their attitude. It is so crazy that people who are married get a kick out of messing up their own marriage and very often in the process wrecking their own home. Why? What is it about human beings that so many of us think like that? Have an attitude that we're going to make as big a mess of this marriage as we possibly can. Why? It is your marriage. Why are you messing that up? It's bad enough to mess someone else's marriage up. That is inexcusable. I won't say unforgivable, but inexcusable. But you're going to go the next lowest step and wreck your own home, mess your own marriage up. Why? How do you get a kick out of that? And we got males and females who do that very thing. Spend time and energy gladly making a mess of their own marriage. How much more satisfaction and fulfillment would you get out of life if instead of tearing your marriage down, you would spend the exact same amount of time and energy, no more and no less, building the marriage up instead? Is it possible that once you had an attitude change, a spiritual change, you would find building up your marriage more pleasant and more fulfilling than tearing down your marriage? Which one would give you a greater sense of accomplishment and achievement in the eyes of other people, knowing that other people were aware of what you're doing? If you had a whole population finding out that you spent years tearing down your marriage, if you had a whole population of people discovering how you went about building up your marriage, which would make you feel better about yourself if other people knew, plenty of other people knew, especially people you might be hiding your dirty little secret from, if they knew what you've been doing with regards to your own marriage? Would you prefer to be known as a person who truly expended time and energy building up the marriage, or would you prefer to be someone who is noted to be a person who tears down the marriage and has done so for an extended period of time? We're going to take a look at calling it quits when that's what needs to be done, how to do it in a healthy way, dealing with romantic separation in healthy ways. I'll be right. Breaking up is hard to do.